Hey guys.
Welcome back
to Untouched.
We haven't sang in a while.
I know. Should we do a little jingle? Here we are recording an episode.
Yeah, we were just part-time lovers. What's that song?
Bro, we're supposed to make it original.
Loki, I hit that though.
Yeah, we were just part-time lovers. Hey guys. What's up? Hey.
Welcome to Wednesday's episode. If you haven't been up to date, we did the Sunday episode with Devin Olson.
That was a great episode, and it's super good for anyone who wants to get into influencing. It's also
a lot of people
funny.
Have been reaching out saying that they want to start a podcast, so that would be a great episode to listen to.
Okay, also, we kind of touched on this in Sunday's episode. A girl reached out and she really wanted to start a podcast, and I feel like we totally blew her on the answer.
Yeah, we thought about this after. We were like, wow, we didn't really give her anything.
Yeah, so let's give a little rundown.
Well, I feel like personally, I'm shyer, which is fine, but Elle brings out a lot of the, like,
we're funny together.
Yeah. So, yeah. And when you go into a situation when you have someone like that, I'm not really shy. Like, no one ever thinks I'm shy because I pretty much do everything with Elle.
Yeah.
But we talk about that a lot, seeing, like, how to best explain this. You don't feel embarrassment the same when someone else feels it with you.
Yeah, I agree.
So starting a podcast with you was really easy. Yeah, it wasn't, we didn't stress about it in the terms of it being embarrassing.
If you did it alone, though,
it would be so embarrassing.
You'd be like, damn, why did she start?
And like at the very beginning, a lot of people like kind of hated on us that we like know, you know? And I would have never got past that. I would have ended then for sure.
Oh, same. I would have never posted another episode again.
So I think you just have to either go into it and not care what other people think or go into it with someone where you can just laugh about it and share that experience with. But anyone that's wanting to start anything in social media, I think do. You never know what could happen.
Also, like, equipment wise, we just record on GarageBand, and like, honestly, that's super easy. You can just edit and record on GarageBand.
We have mics as well, but if you're just starting out and you don't have anyone to buy them for you because people bought them for us, you could just use like iPhone mic. Like, you get like what are those? Headphone mics?
Headphones, yeah.
Or whatever. Like, you
it's
can
like
start off.
It's like stringed headphones with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the ones on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could start out with that.
Because honestly, like, if the content is good and you don't want to invest in something, no one's really going to listen and be like, unless the audio is terrible, no one is going to pay attention to it if you're spitting facts. So GarageBand, we mentioned Anchor in the last episode. We'll mention it again. It's super easy to just post episodes, and they post it to everything. So that's not too hard. And yeah, just put your all into it.
You know?
You know? Just do it. Okay.
We can get that back.
Yeah, because
we are. Wait, what is Anchor? You get 15 per 1,000 listens?
What?
You get $15 per 1,000 listens?
No, you get like $5. No,
that's right. We are sleeping on the bag. It's 15 per 1,000.
Is it?
Yeah. So here's our Anchor sponsor.
Okay, cut.
Okay.
Now that
we figured out that.
Now that we made our $15.
Someone commented, I posted a TikTok this week with Elle, and it was, we moved into this apartment that we live in now a year ago, August 1st. Mm-hmm. And it was a TikTok about that. And someone said, smells like a trust fund or something. And I was like, literally, I wish. I've started a 9-to-5, you guys.
Oh my God, Riv has a real job.
Yeah, but I don't work every day. But no, we grind over here.
Yeah, it's really just grind city, honestly. No trust funds.
All right, let's stop talking about money. I'm done about this. I don't know why I'm like being like that right now. Okay.
Update.
Elle has an update.
You have the update.
Okay, well, I have an update about Elle. T. So I was getting laser hair removal last week. I get it done in Chicago. Shout out Skin by Morgan. I follow her and I tag her in some things. So if you guys are looking for something
in
Chicago,
Eskimo sister.
Yeah, she's so cute and she's super good at what she does. But anyways, I was getting my laser done and she was like, oh, what are your plans for the weekend? This was on Thursday. So she's like, what are your plans for the weekend? Blah, blah, blah. Big had invited me and Elle to a White Sox game. He had bought a box for his father for Father's Day. For his dad on Father's Day. So that was coming up, and I was telling her about that, and she was like, oh my God, the picture on the team is so cute. The one with long blonde hair, something like that.
I actually found him, and he's really cute.
So we started talking about baseball players, as one does, and she's like, yeah, I used to date this guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, no way. What team does he play for? And she said St. Louis, and I instantly, like, you know, when you just know.
You just know. You're like,
I was
damn.
Like, don't say it. And she was like, you don't say it. I've had this so many times. And I was like, who is it? And she said, shortstop. And she said that she's had that conversation with three other girls. And I was like, my roommate's going to fucking die.
So that's five. So if she's had it with three other girls, yeah. Then it's me and it's her.
And they talked the whole time he was talking to Elle. Like, literally, exactly. She was like, they met, like, around the same time.
Guys, if this does not prove.
And Elle had no idea. Elle thought he didn't, like, sleep around.
No. He would tell me, but obviously in my mind, I was never naive where it was like, I think I'm the only bitch, you know?
No, she didn't think she was the only one, but she would like often say to me like, I don't really think he like sleeps with that many girls.
This man had five bitches in Chicago.
Alone.
You're only here for like 3 days. How are you balancing?
He definitely sees one a night, like how he would see you one day.
Yeah.
The other days he would see someone else.
That is fucked.
That is crazy.
He's on road. He literally is a butcher, bro. Butchering the road beef.
He's getting around.
Guys, that is so
But, like,
fucked.
Also, remember when you met him? I mean, we were stupid. Like, not your fault. Yeah. But remember, he was like, oh, I never answer DMs.
Yeah.
Like, what? He would just randomly see your page and be like,
I need her. And that was when my bullshit. Instagram game was weak.
Yeah, bullshit. But we, like, I mean, there's no way you would know. But.
Yeah. Well, shortstop is canceled. Someone stop shortstop.
I was like, she literally blocked him like a week ago. That's at the time.
Perfect timing.
And she was like, no, honestly, like, I don't talk to him anymore either. And then she was like, was that this past time that he was like blowing up her line? I was like, yeah. But she was like, me too. So.
Oh my God. I wonder if she saw him. That's so funny. Okay. Moving on. Jason Nash fucking hates us.
Literally hates our guts.
Okay, why you ask? Well, we were out and he was wearing these foul looking shoes.
They were just like grandpa shoes.
Okay, what's funny about me and Riv is like we never really mean, like when I see someone's shoes and I say, oh, what are those? Yeah. I'm not really trying to be mean. But we play this shoe game in the park.
It's just like, and you guys have no common sense.
Yeah, like that just doesn't match.
It'd be your shoes are just ugly.
Yeah.
But it's fine if you like them.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably wear shoes that other people think are ugly. Mm-hmm. Big hates when I wear Jordans, but I'm still going to wear them.
Yeah. So we were out and he was wearing just, they looked like shape ups and they were like white and neon and they just weren't cute.
And you know when someone ties super tight
so
and then
tight.
The bows are huge. It was like that.
Wait, that was on our ick list, I think. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It was so bad. And it would have been different.
Okay, well, first of all, you guys, we were out with David Dobrik and his friends. That's how we met him.
Yeah.
We were out at their table. He had an appearance this weekend and we were with them that whole night.
Mm-hmm.
When we were out at the appearance, this is when this happened. So it wasn't like a random thing on a street. Wait,
could you imagine? We're just like running to Jason Nash on the street. We're like, damn, those shoes are so
And it was
ugly.
Lollapalooza last weekend. So there was lots of famous people in Chicago.
Thank God fucking Lollapalooza is over.
I can't with that. There was way too many people here.
Oh,
get
wait,
out
you
of here.
Couldn't have paid me so much money to go. I didn't even know if I would go. Oh, I would go if I had backstage.
Yeah, if I had artist passes, yeah, I would definitely. For sure go.
Hey, Young Thug, you missing us? and DaBaby canceled.
Yeah.
Wait, what he said was so fucked up. Okay, back to Jason Nash. So we were just like, dude, your shoes are so ugly. And then we kept going in on him. Like, we just get like ruthless with shoes. And it's not even like we're mean, you know?
People just don't get us.
We're not trying to hurt someone's feelings. And I don't think we realize that maybe it.
I could. Would never say though, like, your outfit's ugly, but shoes are fair game.
Yeah, I think so too. Cause there's enough, like, I think shoes are less like personal taste. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's personal taste to an extent, but like outfits, it's like, oh, if you really like that, wear it, go off, you know? and if it fits you. But like shoes, one, it has to fit your outfit, and his didn't. It looked like he was going to a workout at fucking Dog Pound in his shape ups, you know?
I forgot he has kids.
Yeah, he literally has children. And
where were they?
Probably with their mom.
Does he talk to his their mom?
I don't know. I told him I hated his shoes.
I thought you like used to watch them, so I thought maybe they talked about it.
I have no idea. Okay. But also, I wanted to just...
If anyone knows where the kids stay.
Can you let us know? Nanny, hit us up. If he needs a nanny. Hey, Jason.
No, I would flame him. I wanted to ask about Trisha so bad.
Same. I literally, it was like taking all of me to hold him back.
So how did you feel about Frenemies?
Did you ever watch the episodes? Okay, we're getting so off track. Basically, we told Jason Nash's fucking shoes were ugly. I actually apologized because I was like, damn, like if Jason Nash came up to me and was like, ooh, what the fuck is on your feet? I'd be like, oh, that kind of was mean, you know? So I was like, hey, I wasn't like trying to be mean. Like we were just...
So no, I just look like the douchebag.
No, it's like we always just joke around about people's shoes. Like we play this game in the park where we rate people's shoes.
Okay, so we sound like freaks.
It's fucking him, bro.
I'm pulling your chain. I'm pulling your chain.
So then I was just like, yeah, whatever. And he was like, no, it's okay. Now you're just being funny, blah, blah, blah. Basically, Susie's the main character of that friend group, and
she is
that's
so
all we'll
funny.
That's where we'll leave.
And they were all really nice.
Yeah, good group of people.
Guys, trigger warning: we're going to talk about domestic abuse and dating violence.
Okay, I know that was a total switch up, but I saw a TikTok the other day that was a girl coming out about her dating violence experience, which is something I really related to because I've been through that and I know how horrible it can be and how trapped you can feel. And I thought it was a really, really important topic for us to talk about in this episode. It still has not ruined my dating life, but has caused a lot of issues because I have a really hard time opening up and creating attachment with people because I'm terrified that it'll turn into that again. So yeah. Okay, trigger warning. It's so weird when we're serious.
Well, I think you have to say that, yeah, though, because it can trigger people.
Okay, so basically she just had a really abusive boyfriend, I'm hoping ex-boyfriend now, and she was posting about like their text on her TikTok, and it was just basically like, this is like more common than you would think it is. And the text I paused and read, of course, and a lot of them were saying, it went from very nice text to like mean text. And remember when my ex used to do that? It would be like, I love you, and then like, you're the biggest piece of shit ever. So it was text like that. And then there would be one where like, I don't know what I can do without you. Like if you leave me, I'll harm myself. And this is something I've always struggled with because I kind of went through that experience.
You fully went through that. You didn't kind of.
Yeah. Okay. I fully went through that experience, for 4 years. So he would often say to me, I'm going to harm myself if you break up with me. And when you're young and caught up in this relationship and you think you really care about this person, well, you do, just in a really backwards way. It's super hard to not take those words seriously and think like, oh, they would never do anything to themselves, mm-hmm. you know? And you put a lot of the pressure on yourself, but it shouldn't be... That shouldn't be pressure that you need to take on. Like, that's for someone, his parents, or, you know what I mean? Like, that's his issue, yeah, not yours. So I just want to say, I think it's important for everyone to understand, because I've struggled with this, that nothing you do in a relationship, it's hard to say, because nothing you do in a relationship, if that person is, like, mentally ill, them saying, you make me want to harm myself, it's not you, it's fully them. And if you leave, no matter what happens, it's never your fault, you know? But I talked to my therapist about it, and she's like, no one, I don't know how to say this, and like, okay, it's so circumstantial. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, you guys. I've never been through the situation that Elle's been through, so I'm going to say it from a very outside standpoint. But someone commented and said, you guys need to say things more directly. Like, be more confident what you say.
Okay.
It takes a healthy relationship to know a healthy relationship. If all you've ever been in, whether that be parental, whatever the relationship is, romantic, any situation, if all you've ever known is abuse and abusive relationships in whatever form that is, emotional, physical, whatever, you're gonna know that until you don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that made sense, but I guess what Elle is trying to say is you can fall into things as well, but you're any person, I guess this is what I'm gonna say, any person that puts themselves in a position to lose you doesn't care about you. Any person that has to manipulate you to stay doesn't care about you. That is the most selfish thing they could do. Them trying to manipulate you into a situation where you have to stay, where you feel guilty for anything you do, while they are purposely going out of their way to hurt you. In what world is that love? You may still care about them. You may still even love them, but they don't love you. And that might be a tough pill to swallow. But all of that behavior is like narcissism. It's mental illness. There's all sorts of things, and it's not your problem. You may feel like it's your problem. They may guilt you into you thinking that it's your problem. And I know it's a lot harder to leave than just saying that, but any person who they're going to manipulate you into thinking that they're doing this because they love you. They don't. Imagine the person that you love, maybe your sister, your parents, it could be a boyfriend, a friend. I would never, ever in a million years say to Elle any of the things that her ex-boyfriend said to her. And that's because I truly love her.
Yeah.
And he would say the opposite, that he did those things because he loves you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, there's no shame in them. These people don't feel emotions the proper way.
Yeah.
That is not love. They may disguise it as love, but if they're saying that they are going to harm themselves so that you have to stay, or that what you've done has hurt them, they're manipulating your emotions. If they truly cared and love you, then they would sit down with you and say, you know what, when you did that, it really hurt my feelings. I know that that was probably not your intention. I wish we could work on this and fix it. These type of people never fix their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's never, and there's no fault of the person in the situation either that's getting manipulated or whatever the situation is. It's hard to see, but I guess what we're trying to say is bring awareness to that and know that you're not alone. Know that these are normal. It's people that do this are masters of it.
Yeah.
You know, like they want you, every piece of them wants you to fall in their trap. So you may be love bombed or whatever the situation may be into thinking that they love and like care about you. And in some levels they may, but not in the right way, never in the right way.
Yeah. And I think it's just important. What I was trying to say is to remember that someone saying they're going to harm yourself, that is not on you.
No.
And if they are mentally ill enough to actually do something like that, it's not because of something you did. That was just a way to manipulate you and keep you into a relationship because they want that control.
And by saying that, they're putting you in a position of, they think that they're putting you in a position of holding a PhD. The only person that can hold and like genuinely reasonably deal with that situation is a clinical psychologist, doctor, anything of that degree. Them putting that on a 16-year-old girl or whatever the age is, whatever relationship you're in, how are you supposed to deal with that? The only thing you can do is go to someone of a, if they're saying this to you, either situations are very different, you know, you can't really say what to do, but the only thing you can truly do that would like really is like go to a medical professional. You can say, I will help you take you to this place, but this is not my issue.
Yeah.
Like they're doing this to guilt you.
I would do that for my ex-boyfriend and say like, look, you need help. I talked to his mom about it. And it just was like, no, everyone was in like very like just denial. And
that proves further to the point.
Yeah, like, it just put me in a really bad position.
The whole point of him saying that was to manipulate you.
Because I didn't want obviously anything bad to happen to him. And when I was so wrapped up in it, I thought, wow, that would be terrible. I would feel so bad if something did happen. So I stayed in it much longer than I should have. And yeah, it sucked. Also, if you're on the other side of it, it's not embarrassing to get help. No. I'm in therapy. Riv was in therapy. Almost every, like, so many people I know are in therapy. Yeah. It's honestly amazing. It feels like you're just talking to a friend, and it feels really good to just be able to say whatever. And I think it's something that everyone should do.
The only thing that will come from therapy is everyone feeling better.
Yeah. No one's going to really... Sometimes maybe you might feel worse, be like, damn, that just brought this up. But eventually it feels better, and it's important to get those feelings out there. So it's never embarrassing to get help. And if you are at a mental or bad mental state, no one will make fun of you for saying. I think it's really hard for guys.
But I think the thing is, what I'm trying to say is, if someone is using their mental health to manipulate you, they don't want help. Probably.
No, yeah.
They're using that to scare you. They're not using it because they think
it's definitely a fear tactic.
Yeah, yeah. It's for sure. So all you can do is get them the help that they need, but you should never feel pressured to stay in that relationship because of what could happen.
If someone truly, truly cares about you, they would say, look, I'm in a really bad mental state. I can't put my all into this relationship right now. I would love to reconnect, keep chat, you know what I mean, until I get help. But right now, I can't do it. Because
there's no shame in asking for help with mental health. I'm not trying to say that at all.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, if someone's using their mental health to manipulate and mentally abuse you, that's not okay. If they truly loved you and were coming to you, they would probably say something along the lines of, I really don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
I understand that this relationship may not be fitting you anymore. Mm-hmm. It may not be fitting either of us. I really don't trust myself, not in a relationship. Could you help me?
Yeah.
If they wanted help and they wanted the best for you, they would approach it in that way. But by saying, like, I'm going to do this if you do that, that's not.
It's manipulation at its finest.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. How do you know when you're in love? Oh, beats me. We saw a TikTok. This is a question. We're not really strangers. And we were playing it with Maggie and Emma at dinner. And it was like, how do you know when you're in love? And you actually said, well, I feel, what did you say?
I think I said something like, I've never felt so secure that I can go out and not wonder what he's doing or something like that.
So it was along those lines. And then a couple of days later, I actually saw a TikTok, and it was a guy saying, how do you know when you're in love? And he said, there's a misconception about love and thinking that love is when you want to spend every second with your partner, and you can't get away from them. You take the long way home because you just want to spend more and more time with them. And it just feels like this bright light, like a bright fire, very fiery. And
wait, you know what? Actually, I'm listening to Daisy Jones in the Six right now. And in one part, he has these like really strong feelings for Daisy Jones.
Yeah.
But he's married. And he said, fire is lust, but we're made of water. You have to find your water.
True.
And that was like his wife.
To keep you nice and balanced.
Yeah.
And flowy. And that's so true, because he said love isn't like a quick burn.
No,
like
it's just a slow up in flame.
It's a slow burn, which people kind of get that confused, because a lot of people think, oh my God, like it feels so good right now. And then next thing you know, it's gone. So how do you know when you're in love? It's when you feel so secure that you don't need to spend every second with them. You don't always need to be on the phone with them. You don't need to text them all the time, because they make you feel secure enough to know they have their life, you have yours. And when you're together, it feels good. And that's love.
Yeah.
Cute.
So basically, we're relationship therapists.
What is this therapy session, guys? Jason now shades us. Anyways, TikTok. This episode is a meme.
We're trying to do a short episode today because I don't really know what the vibe was, but
a lot of people say like I can't sit through an hour 15 minutes.
People say that to us?
Yeah.
On where?
I always like when I talk to people in person, like real people, like my friends and stuff.
I was like, where is this happening?
No, it's like it's so hard to sit through an hour and
my
15.
Dog is sitting behind my head and he's like blowing smoke into the microphone.
Like we need a good drive to work podcast and then it's like, you know what I mean? You don't have to go back. Okay. So I also saw, I've just been a TikTok god liking all of these, but they really do give so many ideas for things to talk about. And Riv has a moneymaker boyfriend who always gets her views on her TikToks.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about right now?
Your rich boyfriend.
I was like, wait, where is this going?
So he's like her little moneymaker on TikTok. And gets her hella views.
If you guys want to see what Big looks like, hit my TikTok.
Oh my god, that's kind of scary though.
I know, but he's already in our vlog too.
Yeah. We like to say we manifested him. I think we fully did.
No, for sure.
Check out the TikToks.
Okay, and so this was the vibe. Okay. Though. Like a year ago, me and Elle were about to leave for LA. And we really were like, you know, when you're like about to go on a trip.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah, and you're like kind of jacked up. And we had said, okay, I'll do it briefly then. We said, we were always like, we're never going to have boyfriends or never get married. And then one day we're like, oh, well, what if, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we like totally described each other's boyfriends head to toe, fully personality, everything. Came home and found pictures of them.
On
Google Images, like these random guys. I think at the time we actually said like husband.
Yeah, we did say husband.
And we fully described them, everything. And then totally forgot about it. Like you don't really keep talking about that. You know, it was like a joke. And then I met Michael and he's identical to the guy that
you met Big.
We picked up. I met Big and he's identical to the guy that we picked out originally, you know.
Yeah, literally identical head to toe. It's really creepy. So
and the personality we said.
Yeah. So we like fully believe in manifesting and everyone was asking on your TikTok, how'd you do it? Whatever. Yeah. You gave them that story. But I saw another like little hack on TikTok and basically you draw a line down the middle of a piece of notebook paper and you shut your eyes and imagine your dream man walking towards you on the sidewalk and you write down everything about him down to the personality, what he does for a living, his looks, obviously his outfit, everything, and really picture him in your mind. And then on the other side of the paper, you shut your eyes again and you imagine he's holding hands with a girl and describe that girl head to toe, all of her characteristics, everything. And a lot of people in the comments were like, what the fuck, this is so fucked up, why would we describe a girl and like try to be someone we're not for a dream guy, like change ourselves mm-hmm. for a guy? But the thing is, that girl should be the highest version of you and what you want to become.
I think that's true. I've seen stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
And if you want that, you have to be in a relationship what you want.
Yeah.
So if I expect communication from Big, then I have to also communicate with him.
Yeah, a good communicator.
You know? Yeah. What you want, you have to give as well. Also, another one that I did once that was really fun, I guess, is... Okay, never mind. no, I'm going to say it, but I was going to say something else first. You get a piece of paper and you act like you're writing a letter to your boyfriend or girlfriend, mm-hmm. whatever you want. And you describe everything you love about them. So it's kind of the same thing. Same, yeah. I saw a girl that did it and she met her boyfriend like right after, like 3 weeks later.
That's so creepy.
And low key, I met Big like a month after. And you just write everything you love about them, what you love to do together, what mm-hmm. they love about you, how like what you value in the relationship, basically the same thing.
Yeah.
And then you act like you're sending it away to them and you put it away and you don't look at it.
Don't read it. Have you read yours back?
I read part of it, but then I forgot.
it would be funny to see. I've seen those at like in the wedding videos, and it's like, I wrote this letter to my future husband.
Yeah.
And it was saying all of those things.
I'm going to try to find it now.
But it's also really important with manifesting. Obviously, there needs to be some action steps here. I think that's what people don't really understand, because we always encourage people to manifest, and it's like, oh, I wrote one thing down that I wanted on a piece of paper and it never happened, or it didn't happen within one day, so it must not work. And I think it's really important for people to understand, like,
One of the biggest things for me is to lose the attachment.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like super important to like not think about it.
You have to know what you want, but not be dependent on that. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's my life will move on if this doesn't happen right now. And then no desperate energy.
I think the big part of that I realized is alignment is always happening.
Yeah.
Like, beautiful things are always happening for people. Mm-hmm. So if what you are desiring so deeply doesn't happen, there truly is a reason for it.
Yeah. Always, it just probably isn't right for you. Mm-hmm. That's what I think sometimes. We were just recently manifesting something for the podcast, and if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, we really wanted this thing to happen with the podcast. And then actually Devin said, well, like, why right now?
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know, like, we kind of just got caught up in it, like, it was a fairy tale, whatever. And she was like, honestly, I think you should wait, like, it's your podcast right now, like, let it be yours.
Yeah. So, and then you don't think about things like that, because you like get into this desperate mode of like, oh, I want this to happen right now, but it doesn't always need to happen right now, because it just might not be good for you, you know.
It's just not
and
the
maybe
right
you're
time.
Manifesting this a text back from a loser, you know, and like, really why?
Or like, maybe it's you want it really bad right now and you don't get it for whatever reason. And then you forget about it, you move on, and then 3 months down the line, it happens way bigger than you could have ever imagined.
Yeah.
You don't always know the exact timing, but it's going to happen exactly when it should.
Also, can I just say something?
We're preaching today.
Okay, but can I just say something? Hashtag I can't facts. With the manifestations for like the guys that are already in your life. So this would be like me sitting here and like, I'm going to manifest that shortstop is going to text me right now. But like, bitch, let me go manifest my dream man, because I know damn well he's not. So stop fucking manifesting texts from these loser guys.
I think another thing about that is that's a really easy way to get discouraged, because it's so like, you need that concrete thing. Yeah. Like, you get the text or you don't. Yeah. And it's very easy to obsess. Like, shortstop didn't text me. Like, you know? And then it's like, okay, he's not going to text you, because you keep thinking he's not going to text you. Yeah.
It's just like, and guys, shut your eyes and fucking picture your dream man. Is it shortstop?
Can you guys just shut the fuck up, sit down, and manifest your dream man?
Okay, so basically, that's a little hack. What was I saying about manifesting, though? It's important to, action steps. If me and Riv said we want the biggest podcast in the world.
Tea.
And then we shut my laptop, turned off the recording thing, and didn't pull it out for 5 months, we're not going to have the biggest podcast in the world, no matter how many moon waters we drink, how many crystals we get. It's never going to happen.
You
it's
have
just
to
not.
Take aligned action.
Yeah, you have to work towards it while also manifesting.
Yes,
it goes hand in hand, guys. You can't
can't
sit on her ass, you know. Okay.
Nicki Minaj once said she hates lazy bitches, and I second that.
I literally am a lazy bitch.
Okay, listen to question. Hey girls, love the pod. Love you, girl.
Love you.
I feel so annoying right now. Here's my issues / question. I said that, not the girl. Okay, wait, this is getting confusing. I'm restarting.
Wait, what the fuck?
I was saying, like,
I
feel annoying. And then I was like, I said that, not the girl. So I'm going to start over. Hey, girls, love the pod. Here's my issue/question. There is this guy that I talked to a while back. We stayed in contact, but a couple months ago, he removed me on Snapchat. Now, every couple weeks, he adds me back and we snap and send nudes, and one of us will remove the other. It's usually him. I want to be fuck buddies with this guy just because he used to be a good fuck. How do I approach this? When we talked, I was super obsessed with him, so I don't want him to think that that's the case. Please help. I just had a flashback.
To what?
This happened to one of my friends.
Yes.
He had a girlfriend.
No, that's what I was going to say. When you were reading me the question earlier, I was like, he's clearly has a girlfriend. If he's un-adding you, why else would
he
wouldn't un-add you?
If you're sending him nudes, he wants the nudes. If he didn't have a girlfriend, he wouldn't un-add you.
Yes, that's so
if
weird.
Someone wasn't going to get mad that they saw that. If he was just a fuckboy, then he would just, like, why would he unadd you? There's no point.
Girl, I'm going to say DM us his Instagram and we will find out if this man has seriously. A girlfriend or not. We will catch his ass.
Seriously.
But my tip is
even if he doesn't have a girlfriend,
sit down and, like, manifest that he breaks up his girlfriend.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, for real, block his ass. Yeah. One, now after the nudes at the dinner table, I have a whole nother standard for nudes. No one is getting my nudes that does not deserve Mm-mm. it. No one ever. No one fucking deserves to see that if they're not treating you good.
And please, please, please don't put your face in them.
Dude.
If you don't trust the guy, like, 100, 200 million.
The girl that was doing my hair, because I was telling her about it, she told me, do not put your face, even if you really do trust the guy, it still is... it's dangerous to put your face in nudes. Next thing you know, those things are on Reddit, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, just, I don't know, block him. That's disgusting. He just wants nudes from you.
Yeah, he doesn't respect you.
And you can go.
It's respect girl summer.
And, like, let's be honest. Did he get you off?
No.
He jackrabbited you. 100%. So... I would say block him. He doesn't deserve your nudes at all. And you can go find good sex somewhere else. He's not the only guy in the world.
Manifest that dream man.
Yeah. And what? You're going to have good sex with him and then you're just going to be obsessed with him again. And it's just going to be the cycle all over again. And he's not going to change.
Yeah. He's a loser. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. He's just not that interested.
Yeah.
You would know if he was interested and he's just not. It's a hard truth, girl. So, we've all had
to hear
it. So
stay untouched.
Ooh.
Tea. I hope you guys know that our name's Untouched because one of our guy friends was like, how's the podcast? What's it called? Unched. I just like hate that so much.
When I looked up the abbreviation for Untouched and it was what we had.
I never heard of it before you said that. I just went with it because I was like, well, I don't really know how to spell, so... She probably knows what she's talking about.
Please tell me. You all follow her.
You guys, I'm dyslexic. First, okay.
Thank you so much for 700 followers on Instagram. I think we have more
almost
now.
800 now.
But that's amazing. Our Instagram actually grew super fast and it's super hard to grow on Instagram. So thank you so much. But if you don't follow us. It'll be linked down below. And we post clown on stories. And I had to clown on Riv yesterday. I look at our calendar, which we love to do. It's just a whiteboard calendar. And we write, like, everything down on it. So we remember what we did in the past month. And it's so much fun. Well, I'm looking at it because Riv had pre-filled some dates out.
Wait, do you guys dare me to do something right now? American Airlines emailed me about my flight. And it said upgrade. And, like, I really want to send it to Big.
I told you to do it.
I got nervous.
He said there's no first class and there's clearly first class.
I can afford. You're only doing this for the podcast. When I get in trouble, it's content.
Wait, it was for the podcast, babe. So I'm looking at the calendar and I'm like.
I didn't say anything. It just says sent from my iPhone.
Let me fucking finish my calendar story.
Sorry.
Okay. So I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, what is that word? G-R-E-E-S-E. I'm like, bitch, you did not write Greece like that. And this man's taking you on a yacht, flying you first class, and you're asking even spell
Okay, to my defense, guys, I suck at spelling and I'm dyslexic.
I need to see a diagnosis.
I don't see numbers or letters right. They mix up in my head.
The Bella Thorne commercial.
People, no, guys, I started being, that was Shake It Up. I started being a receptionist at this med spa.
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, I'll have to write down people's numbers, they fucking scream those at me so fast. And I'm like, I always have to ask for them to repeat it because they all jumble when they say them really fast.
Okay, it gets us into some trouble. A girl, Devin, literally just added us to a group chat and it's just not Riv's number. And no, you wrote it, read it off so fast.
I just don't get numbers. Like, they just all mix up in my head.
We'll have to work on it. We'll have to do speedy flashcards.
Hell no.
So we can train your brain.
No.
Okay.
That sounds like anxiety.
Well, we love you guys so much. Remember to...
And my mom's bad at spelling, and I think it's hereditary.
Okay. Someone fact check us now. And a doctor, please come over. We need your help. Okay. make sure to check out our socials. They'll all be linked down below. I love you guys. Give us a 5-star review and write in any questions you have. The website link is in the episode description.
Yep.
Love you guys. Follow us
on Insta.
Yep.
I'm Unched.
Okay, bye.